This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is currently 6:13, Wednesday, July 9th. Dave Cohen, Peyton Malone talking about this earlier. We really are into our regular summertime routine where you could get caught in a rain shower no matter what time of day it is. If the heat builds up and the clouds get there and the pressure builds and it's just got to release somehow, then you get caught in a downpour. And depending on where you are, you know, I know the East Bank yesterday heard a lot of thunder, didn't see a lot of it. The West Bank got a lot of rain. But in Algiers, not Belchase, I didn't get much at all. So be aware of that. Stephen Cates joins us. Not beg your pardon, Stephen. I'm sorry. Stephen Cates, Bankrate Senior Financial Analyst. How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing?
I'm okay, sir. You know, I'm reading this story here about Bankrate's Economic Indicator Survey. I got a bunch of questions. Tell me what you found first, and then I'll ask my questions.
Well, I mean, the main thing that we found is that, you know, the economists we surveyed are still showing that, you know, uncertainty about inflation, uncertainty about the economy is very prevalent and very, you know, front of mind for pretty much everybody.
So, you know, I don't know how you even gauge the economy because I'll go to the store sometimes myself, and it seems like it should be a lot more than it is, and it's not. Sometimes it seems like it shouldn't be that much, and it's crazy expensive. Maybe I'm not paying attention to the products that I buy, but I think that in microcosm is how the economy works for a lot of different people, where it's all about what's going on with them, right?
Yes, I think a lot of people still think of the prices that they paid a few years ago. You know, the prices during COVID, pre-COVID. That anchor is hard to shake in our minds, and that difference in the price level is what a lot of people really measure the economy against. And that's tough because, unfortunately, we're not going to be going back to the prices that we had back in 2020. Although the rate of inflation or the rate of change in prices is lower than it was a few years ago, we're just not going to see a fall in prices for pretty much all items.
That, I think, people need to remember because they look at the rate of inflation or the prices in the store. And I always give the example of when I was a kid, you know, a roll of paper towels might have been, I don't know, 39 cents. And now I don't know what a roll of paper towels is. I have people that buy those for me. No, I'm just kidding. I go to the store myself, but I don't pay attention. You know, let me tell you this, Stephen. I hate going to the big box store, and they got, you know, like the rolls of toilet paper, the Scott towels or the paper towels or whatever it is, and it says 28 rolls equals 36. I don't want to do math. I just want to buy toilet paper. Does that bother you as well or not?
I'm not sure how you make those equivalencies. 28 each 36.
But you know what I'm saying? We got these
each 48. Yeah, absolutely.
They got these big bonus packs.
Those up.
It's like I'm not looking for a word. I don't know. I'm going to do a math word problem here. Like a train leaves Chicago. I don't want to do all of that. I'm just looking for toilet paper. But enough of that. Let's talk about a roll of paper towels, 39 cents growing up. Then it goes up to you know, a dollar, and then it's up to $2 or $3, whatever it is. And I always give the example that our kids and our grandkids are going to be paying like $12 for a roll of paper towels. Is that accurate?
I don't know when they are, but at some point, yes. I mean, we're going to see the prices over time are going to rise. That's just the natural order of things. And there's always a base level of inflation. Right now, you know, we're seeing that it's above the Federal Reserve's target of 2%. And we're expecting that in this upcoming Consumer Price Index report, which will come out next week, that we're going to see it rise year over year. That's the expectation. And a lot of that is due to tariffs. Some of that from the tariffs, the input costs rising, importing goods. Another piece of that, a small piece, is the fact that immigration has slowed. As we get a flood of immigration into the country, which many people are unhappy about for the last few years, that provides cheap labor, and that does put a lid on prices. Removing that can allow prices to rise up.
So let's talk about the jobs report, because I might have gotten lost in the holiday weekend. What did that show?
Well, that was actually surprisingly good. You know, I think that there are some sour spots in there. So, you know, no mistake about it. This was not, you know, unequivocally good, but it was better than expected. And when you look at a report like this, expectations are everything. So one of the things that was most surprising about that is that we had far above in total the amount of jobs that we thought we would, far more than we thought we would. But on a private payroll, so that's private companies, those were much lower than we expected, and that's not good.
So what is considered full employment?
Well, you know, right now,
because it's never going to be 100%, right? It's never going to be.
It's never going to be 100%. We're never going to have a situation where every single person in the entire country has a job or has the exact job that they want. There's always some kind of unemployment. There's always some amount of people who are looking for work or out of work. That is normal and natural. And we are right now below the long-term average for unemployment, which is close to about, you know, 5.5%. We're at currently 4.1%. So we're well below that long-term average. But we're higher than we were a couple of years ago, and that does make people uncomfortable, the fact that unemployment has been rising.
And what's the reason for that, Stephen?
Well, you know, as the economy cools and we are seeing hiring get very slow, that is primarily one of the biggest reasons that we're seeing some people's jobless claims rise. So although, you know, layoffs have not been any faster than they have been in the last few years, and are actually happening at a slower rate than prior to the pandemic, hiring is very slow. And that is one of the reasons that we're seeing jobless claims rise. So you can think about it like a bathtub. We've got a stopper in the bottom of the bathtub. That is the slow rate of hiring. The water just can't escape. We haven't been laying people off any faster than we have in the past. So water from the tap is coming in at the same rate it always was. There's no big panic in terms of huge layoffs or, you know, huge joblessness. But hiring is slow, and so the water just cannot escape the tub. And that's why we're seeing, you know, sort of the water level rise in terms of the amount of jobless claims and the amount of higher unemployment.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. I want to talk about tariffs and what role that plays. The Treasury Secretary saying yesterday the tariffs have generated $100 billion, but I'm still trying to figure out where the tariffs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Came from or who's paying for them. I don't know if anybody knows if tariffs are good or if tariffs are bad, if they're on, if they're off. I'm trying to understand all of this. And also I see a story here from Bankrate about stagflation. And having lived through stagflation, I don't even want to hear that word again. For people who don't understand what it is, Stephen will tell us when we come back. Stephen Gates, Bankrate financial analyst, interest rates, tariff uncertainty. Have some economists a little worried about the job market, but then again, who really knows? 621 traffic now, WWL. 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Stephen Gates, Bankrate financial analyst, talking about interest rates and tariff uncertainty. And I'm still trying to figure out what effect tariffs have on inflation, unless it goes to who passes it along to whom, because Stephen, the Treasury Secretary, yesterday I saw him in a meeting saying that tariffs have generated $100 billion, which is good if you're trying to raise money for the U.S. Treasury. But if Americans are paying it, then it's just a tax, right?
That's correct. So, you know, it is payment that's going to the government. And the question that the administration is really trying to have people ask is ultimately who is paying that? And, you know, right now it appears to be a mixture of suppliers that are sending the goods to the U.S. and consumers here at home, the end consumer, paying that in the form of higher prices. Now, one of the things that we've noticed is that, you know, the flood of imports to front run the tariffs that happened in Q1 ahead of the announcement of the actual tariffs have put us in a position where businesses have been able to maintain prices longer than people expected, longer than I certainly expected, but that cannot last forever.
So the tariff foot has yet to fall yet, is what you're saying?
Essentially, yes.
Okay.
So, you know, prices have not risen quickly, and it's taken time for some of this to sort of trickle through the economy. But if you think about the fact that, you know, a retailer like Walmart, they have the capacity to hold a lot of imports in warehouses and dole those out to consumers as needed. And because they pulled in so much ahead of time, they were able to make that last. But that isn't necessarily going to last forever. Now, what we are seeing, that tariffs are probably going to last a while longer. And you certainly saw with some of the letters that went out this week that tariffs for many countries are going to persist. At a rate that's far above where we were in January. And that's really the only number that matters. We're going to have tariffs on goods from foreign countries higher than they were in January. And that is going to eventually trickle into the economy in the form of higher consumer prices over the next few months.
So I see a note here in the Bankrate story that economists said that stagflation is still a concern. For people that don't know, explain what stagflation is, please.
So stagflation is essentially two unfortunate things for the economy. It's slowing growth and it's higher inflation. So the stagnation of slowing growth and the inflation of rising prices. That's where you get the stagflation. And putting those together, it's not a great time.
No.
As you mentioned before the commercial, if you lived through that in the 70s and 80s, it was a very bad time. I don't think we're going to have a situation like that again. There's a very, you know, the economy is in a very different place than it was back in the 70s and 80s. But on a technical sense, if we have slowing GDP growth and rising prices, that is technically stagflation, even if it isn't going to come to the measure of what we had in the 70s and 80s.
So generally speaking, though, when it comes to managing your own finances, you can't really base what you do on the economy. There are some sound fundamentals that you should follow, right?
Yes. I mean, you know, it's not a bad idea to pay attention to what's going on in the economy because, you know, all of us are participating in that. You know, each of us are a part within the U.S. economy. Mm-hmm. But you have to think on a smaller scale. What do you need? What is going on in your life? You know, and focusing on the idea that if you think that you're worried about your career, then save some money. Put it away in a high-yield savings account or a bank account so you have a cushion of cash. That's one of the best things that you can do at this point.
Thank you. I appreciate your time and the information. Stephen Cates, Bankrate Senior Analyst. We come back, we're going to talk to a professor of civil engineering at Penn State University that thinks there's a way to save lives, reduce traffic jams, and make commutes faster. And it has a lot to do with Tulane Avenue and what we're doing already. I'll explain later. Right now, time for WWL First News.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.